people of the internet. How's it going today? How are you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, see if we can't go out and take those ideas and get a conversation started with friends, family, the person you meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own head and see where it takes us. Remember being in school, beginning of every day, saying the Pledge of Allegiance? Is that something they still do nowadays? I think so. Can you recite the pledge? Has it been ingrained into your memory? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. Every single day, let's start off. Little pledge, little indoctrination to the respect of the country that we all grew up in, more or less. Now, how does that make you feel? Does it bother you that there's one nation under God? A common complaint about that. The Supreme Court held up that belief that the under God is not specifically stating a Christian or an Abrahamic God, but yet we come into problems with multi-theistic religions that believe in more than one entity up in the sky or wherever. But it's, we salute the flag, we salute this symbol, we pledge to it, we recite the words, not really knowing what they mean, but we do it anyways. It's what we do, it's what everybody else does, right? Well, actually, the United States is actually one of the few countries that consistently does it. There's countries all throughout the world that have their own pledges, but it's not as frequent or demanded as ours is. Ours was written by a minister after the Civil War as a means to hold the country together. Again, remind us that we all live under this single banner. It unites us as one people, as separate as we may be, from state to state, town to town, or region to region. But we all share the same beliefs, the same constitution that binds us and holds us together, maintains our freedoms, our ability to pursue happiness. But what about when people take a knee and say that they're disrespecting it? That comes at a tough talking point for me, because I remember in high school, we had just started the Iraq War, and Afghanistan was bad enough to be listening and more or less third party experiencing that, having an issue with that. But then once we went into Iraq, I had a problem. And granted, I was in school. I wasn't on the sidelines of the NFL, but I didn't stand for the flag. I was offended that that flag was used to represent something that I didn't believe in on a battlefield on the other side of the world. I felt that the troops were doing something wrong. But as I grew, as I understood how the world more or less works, still don't know the complete ins and outs. There's a lot of following orders. There's a lot of beliefs. When you are in the situation, you are doing the right thing. And maybe in a grander, roundabout way, you are. And so, nowadays, salute the flag. I praise it. I enjoy it. And I understand it's not the troops that I'm here to protest. It's not their actions. It's the people that put them in those actions. Those are the people that I have an issue with. They are the ones that made me so spiteful of what the flag represented. But again, it represents, what does it represent to me? What does it represent to you? To me, it is this place that where we can be free. We have this ability to speak our minds. We have the ability to invent and pursue dreams that in most Western countries you have an opportunity. But if you look back further into history, the opportunities granted within this country under which that flag stands, much greater than the rest of history. And then we can come around and say that, no, we've kind of forcefully taken this aspect. We've overruled the world. We have unjustly created these rules and plans that only affect us so we can be number one all the time. And maybe so, but at the same time, I question how far the rest of the world would get had the United States been there to create such a vacuum of power, or the inspiration, the chance for people to grow and expand. We might still be here today, but then again, there's a handful of other coincidences that also have to take place. And so when I look at that flag again, I'm happy. I'm proud of what it represents, this freedom. I can also be disappointed in its past, but if we don't have a past, we don't know how we choose to advance and build the future. We need to understand where we come from. We need to understand our past mistakes, as atrocious as they may be, to learn and to grow from them. The 13 stripes and the 50 stars weren't earned overnight. We didn't just cash a check and get all those. There's actual blood, sweat, and tears and work that went into all of that to give us what we have today. Do we need a Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of every day for school children? Maybe. Maybe not. When the U.S. flag code was written, the Pledge of Allegiance had already been formed, but the flag of the United States of America was not the original saying. It was just the flag. And so it was put into the code that it was the flag of the United States of America, so that way people who came to this country knew that they were supporting this flag, the United States flag, and not their country of origin flag. And as cruel as that may be, I do not wish to erase one's heritage, but we're all citizens. We're all here to chip in on our collective community, to raise and support one another, as vicious as we may be. But it's a community effort. It's a group effort. We all rise together. We all fall together. We need to remember that we are brothers and sisters of one country. We can respect the human race in one global aspect, but just like sports teams, everybody roots for their home team. And when things go sideways, you especially root for your home team. Not that we want things to get that way. But as you or we climb the socio and economic ladder to get more prominence, to get more status within the United States community, where we build ourselves up to become a politician of some way, shape, or form, are you a good politician that's out to fix the world or fix the homeland? Or are you one of those shady politicians that will lie, cheat, and steal your way up to the top, backstabbing every individual just to make sure that you are the king of the mountain? At what point are you out for the kingdom, the country? And at what point are you just out for yourself? At what point do you bend the rules as a politician, as a person in power, for the greater good of the realm? Where did the morals cross over? At what point do we have to say this person was acting in the best interest of the United States of America, holding up their pledge, but then that pledge comes down to upholding and protecting the Constitution, and it's no longer just a pledge of allegiance to the flag, to the country for which it stands? How do we balance those little individual morals? Again, at some level an atrocity, but on another level, if it wasn't done, the country would fall. And I'd prefer no atrocities be taken in my name or your name. But the problem is, on the other side of that grassy knoll, there's someone with the least best intentions in mind for me and my country. And how does one balance that out? How do we maintain this oath of allegiance to a flag, to a country, to a belief? How do we support and uphold our brothers and sisters of this country, so we all rise together? And when we have interlocked arms, we stand side by side, it's a lot harder to push us all over at once. We can have, again, those issues with our past, but without a past, we don't know how far we've come and how far we have yet to go. We can see where we've been, and we can evolve and expand our mind. We can always remember to root for the home team, support the home team. When it's away game, we can cheer. or not an away game, but a game against others. Two other teams we can root and cheer. Prefer no violence, no malintent again under my name, your name. And maybe we don't need that Pledge of Allegiance to stand up for this country. Plenty of other countries don't need it. People have fought and died without a flag before. But what if that flag is there to, again, remind us that we're all brothers and sisters standing here shoulder to shoulder? And we're all here for the good, the greater good. You, me, and that person standing over there. They're looking at us weird. Alright, maybe you can go over there and tell them you're listening to me, Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, number 3-S. You can find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones, spelled the same way. It's a terrible website, but easy enough to get in contact with me, 140 characters or less. Maybe you need longer form communication. That's easy enough, BillyBones@mail.com. That's the same, it's spelled the same way, with the number 3 instead of the E, at mail.com, not Gmail. But if you didn't catch that, you go to the website, BillyBones.com, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. Go there, you find links to the past episodes, you find links to the show notes, link to the Discord, link to the email. Like I said, long-form communication, let me know things I got right, things I got wrong, things I might have left out. And this is a Value for Value podcast. If you found value out of this podcast, fantastic. I appreciate it. I ask that you give the show a share. But if you found monetary value out of it, fantastic. Again, you go to the website, BillyBones.com. You scroll all the way down. You click that Value for Value button. And it'll take you to PayPal. You chip in whatever you feel it's worth. But otherwise, I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week.